Hello, everybody, and welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy.
And my name is Ryan Luckett.
And you're watching Disney Channel. We just had a fight. We didn't just have a fight. This is how it went down.
Abby punched me in the face.
No, I didn't punch you in the face. I have to turn the microphone a little bit more towards you because your voice is just softer and mine's just louder. I noticed in the last podcast. Do you want to tell the people what we just talked about?
Yeah, I would love to.
So let's recreate the conversation with them. We just finished praying because we're holy people. And then I said, can you turn off the dishwasher? And Ryan said,
yes.
And then I said, thank you. And then he turned it off. And then I said, is it going to keep making noises? And Ryan said, no. No, it's on. And I said, right? Isn't that what you said?
That's exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, are you sure? And he was like, well, I don't know. It probably will. Is it going to ruin the whole podcast?
Not say that.
Okay, I'll say my story and then you'll say yours. And then I said, no, dearest darlingest, my sweet angel of a boyfriend. I was just asking because I care about the quality of the podcast. And yeah, I said it with some sass, but he was being sassy first. But what should I have been sassy back? No. Anyways, so then I said, looked at him and I said, well, we aren't going to start filming now. And then he said, well, okay. And he laughed. And then I said, I'm sorry, I was being sassy. And he said, I'm sorry, I was being sassy. Now we're here. Happy as clams. Well, I'm happy.
I'm so happy.
He said he loved me more than crumble cookies. Now you can say you're version of the story.
Abby asked me if the dishwasher was going to make any more noises. Get your hand off the mic.
I can hear how it is, so I'm trying to make it even.
Abby asked if I was going to, or the dishwasher was going to make any more noises, and I said, I'm not sure. I've never stopped it for a podcast and just listened to see if it was going to make any more noises.
I'm not sure. That's how he said it.
And then Abby said, why are you such a jerk?
I didn't say that. No. Maybe you felt that though.
No, I didn't.
You can feel that. You can feel that and not say it.
Abby said, I care about the quality of the podcast, unlike you.
No, I said, I'm sorry, but I actually care about the quality of the podcast. I didn't say unlike you though.
Yeah, well, something like that.
But it was like the subcontext was unlike you.
And then I cried for like 30 minutes and it's midnight now. And
it's not midnight. It is literally 7:19 after the show. But in my defense, last podcast you were talking about how I wasn't sassy at all. So I think I was due a little bit of sass.
Yeah. I feel like it's not even really sass.
What is it then?
It's just a little, I mean, I guess.
A little toed?
Yeah, I was going to say toed, which is the same thing.
It's a little sparkle to my personality, I guess.
It's fun sometimes.
Ryan, I think you have more toed than I do, though.
Yeah.
But I have more like,
I have more sarcasm than you
have,
you do.
But the good, you have more patience, though.
Yeah.
I'm so quick to just get, I do not have patience. I feel like I've grown a lot in patience with you, though. Like, you have taught me how to be patient, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before. Like,
yeah.
Some of the what we've learned from each other.
Yeah. Wait, let's dive into that. What have you learned from me?
I would just say that, like, just compressing stuff only gets you, like, further away from each other rather than just telling it in the moment.
Communication is key.
I've always struggled with that, but especially in like somebody you're really, really close with, it's hard. Things happen and something bothers you. And I just would never say something. I would just be like, try and push it away, but it would just create bigger problems.
Hmm.
I'd say that's definitely the biggest thing.
And I'm like the opposite because I'm like, no, we have to talk about it. And we have to talk about it right now. Like, I want to talk about it right now. So we're like total opposites. We had a moment there, like when we first began dating, that we were, I feel like I might've talked about this in the podcast a little bit, but we're so opposite. And we came to a point in our relationship where we were like, we have to stop looking at our opposites as like bad things. Right. Like, just like, you're not the same as me in this. Well, you're not the same as me in this. Well, then that's just a downfall. It's like, no, look at it as...
It covered the conversation for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it really did. But honestly, now, like, the things... It's actually crazy. Okay, I mean this in a, like, a compliment way, but it's going to sound, like, not a compliment way. But, like, the stuff that used to get on my nerves about you are now my favorite things about you.
Mm-hmm. Like what? You know what I mean? Like, can you explain that?
Yeah, I actually have a specific
example. Yeah, I knew you already had something coming
up. I do have a specific example, and it is this. So, one thing about Ryan is that he speaks... It's kind of slower. like when I ask him a question or something, like I answer right when you ask, like, oh, what do you think about this? I'm like, boom, here it is. But like Ryan, he'll like take a beat or take like a couple beats and like take a while to really think and speak with like pauses in between his words too, or like his sentences.
You could even notice too when I'm like reading something.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'll be editing the vlogs and I'm like, you speak so slow. Yeah. But that used to, honestly, it used to get on my nerves, of like the silence of it all and like just the, it's, I don't know. But now it's like my favorite thing because I'm like, he actually cares about what he says and like holds value behind his words and like thinks about what he says, and it doesn't just speak to speak. Like Ryan's one of those people who like, if he talks, which he talks a lot, but if he talks like, it actually means something, as where sometimes I just like blabber and then say things I don't actually mean.
Hmm. I think I do that too. Maybe just not as much.
What, blabber?
Yeah.
You definitely blabber, but compared to my blabber, it's not the same. Because there have been times where I'm like, I said this thing, but I actually didn't mean that.
Right.
And I feel like you probably have had those, but not any that I'm aware of.
Yeah. It's moments. Funny though. I never like thought about myself as a quiet person until like you said
until
that.
Until I existed?
Yeah, honestly. Like you thought I was so
quiet. Well, I did think you were quiet. I don't think you're quiet now though.
Yeah.
Now that I actually know you. But before.
Yeah. I'm saying like whenever we first met each other, it was like the one thing that she was like, I don't know about Ryan. He's quiet.
You and were so quiet though at Chipotle. When we all went to Chipotle, you were so quiet.
With Levi and...
It was Levi, Dylan, you, and me.
Yeah.
I was the only girl.
Yeah.
And the three guys, and we had just finished playing pickleball.
Yeah.
And you were so quiet, and I was like, dang. The only thing I remember you saying is, oh, I like Becoming Something podcast. Because we were talking about podcasts.
Look where we're at now.
Yeah. And now we're dating.
I was just talking about filming a podcast.
Yeah. And that was back in the day when we would have...
Back in the dizzy.
We're really going down memory lane, but... In our conversations, when we would talk about, like, I would joke with Ryan about, like, stuff being on brand for him. Do you remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
That makes me cringe now.
That was Abby's, like, if she couldn't think of something to talk about and I said something, like, if she didn't have a reply, it would just be like, that's so on brand for you. I'd be like, I'm about to take my trash out. Abby would be like, that's so on brand. I'd be okay, like, what does that even mean?
You have to explain, though, that how the silence was uncomfortable
yeah.
for me.
Well, I think, too, that was, like, a flirt for you. Like that's how you were kind of flirting a little bit. Not even like the silence part. It was like that was like your way of like trying. Just like being goofy with me.
But I didn't even know I was like flirting because I didn't think I liked you. Like I'd like cut that part off of my like emotions. But I just think back to that.
A ton of on brand. That's funny. I forgot about that.
It makes me cringe thinking about it now. I'd be like, oh, that's so on brand for you. Oh, that makes me cringe. Like I don't know if anyone's listening, but think back to like when you would like flirt with someone or talk to someone in the early stages of liking them. Like, doesn't that just make you kind of cringe?
Oh,
even
yeah.
though it's like cute in the moment, but like, I don't know. Like the early, like, I don't know why.
I completely forgot about that. That's...
Well, okay. I remember one specific time when we went to the flower field. It was one of our first like times hanging out together, and we had just gotten coffee. And I was, like, tired because...
There's a great picture from that.
It was in... Yeah, you looked like a baby.
I did.
You looked so...
My hair was long, that's why.
But there was so much silence. Like, I felt so much silence, but you didn't feel silence. So it was probably just a normal amount of, like, people hanging out. But I was so in my head that I was like, why? Like, why isn't he saying anything? So I just kept talking and talking and talking and talking, and it wore me out. Like, I wouldn't even... give you room to speak because I was so afraid that we would just sit in silence and then I would feel awkward. And so that's how it was like at the flower field. And I felt like I had to like put on this character, and you didn't make me feel that way, but I just trained myself to be like that, like the entertainer, the musical kid. And I just remember leaving that and being like, oh my gosh, like I am exhausted. And we, Ryan and I talked about it one time, kind of recent, and you were like, I loved that day.
Yeah.
I was like, it's crazy how we had the same event and we had two totally different views on it.
Right. Yeah. I had so much fun just because I, you know, I didn't even think about, like, I just thought you were acting all along talking about how much fun you were, whatever, we were picking flowers and you're like, oh, yeah. this one.
But that was when we hadn't even like said we liked each other or anything. Did we even say that we liked each other, or did we just start dating?
Oh, I feel like we definitely said that. Like, we definitely said we liked each other for sure.
We did? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the rock.
Well, yeah, but like even before that, whenever we would be done hanging out, we would text each other like things like, oh, I had so much fun, you know, certain things like that.
But did we say like, I like you, I like you? Because I don't think I did.
Know. I'm sure we did.
I think you just asked me on a date, and then that was like the unsaid subcontext.
I have a feeling that if we search some messages that somewhere that I deleted says I mine. Like you. Well, I have all mine, so that's another thing. Like, that is just like a psychopath, like, psychopath behavior.
Call your girlfriend a psychopath.
This might be an Instagram question video. Let me ask you something. Do you just go in your camera roll or your messages and just mass delete things?
I do.
That's crazy.
I don't hold on to stuff like that, though. Like, when do you go back and look at your messages?
I search in my messages a lot, especially in my group message with Brant and Trent. Yeah, because we have receipts from like guys we talked about we like, or NBA player.
Well, maybe that's something we should discuss.
NBA players that we like, you know, enjoy watching, or like guys we have stock in. I say that in print or in quotations. Like, so we have receipts on like, oh, Trent thought this guy was good and now he's horrible, or he's having a terrible year, or you had like this take on a guy. Yeah. It's just fun to like go back and look at that stuff.
I can understand that. I mean, there have definitely been times where like there are specific messages, but I'll just screenshot them. So like they're on my camera roll.
But you delete your camera roll.
Well, yeah, because if I haven't gone back and looked at them in like a couple months, I'm like, well, then I'm not going to go back and look at them in the next year. So I'm just going to delete it.
That's crazy.
You're crazy.
And I'm not like super sentimental by any means, but just like mass deleting pictures in your camera roll, it seems.
I don't like keep letters. Well, I keep handwritten letters, like the letter you wrote me, like I'll keep that.
I forgot to say that this podcast is brought to you by Olipop.
I wish.
That would be a great sponsorship.
I was talking to, shout out Hannah Humble. I was talking to Hannah Humble about that today at church. I was like, I wonder if like we could do local sponsorships, like with the small town local Bowling Green places.
This podcast is brought to you by Spencer's Coffee.
I don't know. Spencer's is kind of big for Bowling Green though. If you own a local business or do anything local and want a sponsorship for this podcast, head over to @thatslifepotty on Instagram and we can stay in touch and chat it up.
What's our goal for this podcast? Like for this season of That's Life, season six. What's our goal?
Well, I kind of talked about it in my last YouTube video, but
we got to go back to something else. Real quick.
Okay. And so put in this, our goals.
Yeah.
We can't forget. We need to say our goals. But back.
I said I learned something from you, but you never said what you learned from me. Oh, it was patience.
Patience, yeah. And quiet and stillness.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And and holding weight with your words. But also, I think there, I mean, what
have I... just I wanted some compliments before we got into that.
No, seriously, though. What have I not learned from you? Like, Okay, think about this. Like, the person I was before I met you is, I mean, my foundations of who I am. Like, I'm a believer. I love the Lord. Like, everything I do is for the kingdom, for the Lord. And I pursue that first. But, yeah. Like, who I am has, like, totally shifted since I've met you. Like, think about that. Like, the way I even think about relationships.
Yeah.
And even think about myself and the way that I search myself in order to like share that with you, because our relationship matters. Like,
right,
I feel like I'm more in touch with myself than I ever have been. And just like trying to understand myself so that you can understand me. Because like we share our lives with each other.
Yeah.
Like think back to before we knew each other. And think of like who you are now. Like aren't those two different people?
Oh, totally.
Isn't that crazy?
It's funny to think about like whenever I moved, whenever I moved into this apartment, like thinking that like the first night I was in here that I was, you know, the first, I would say the first 2 weeks of me being here, I like was not even really, maybe like the first week I was like actually single to where like I wasn't thinking about a relationship. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Your life dramatically changes. That just goes to show like the way your life changes through the people that you're around.
And they always say, I always hear people say like, oh, I wasn't looking, like, and then it just happened. And I'm like, okay, okay. And it's like, I don't know. And now it's like, oh, that's why they say that.
Yeah.
Like all the things that they quote unquote, they say about relationships. It's like, oh, now I understand it because I'm at, like, you think you're like, oh, okay. Like, that's just, like, the movies, or, like, that's just...
Yeah.
And, like, our relationship isn't, like, the movies, obviously. Oh,
it's a movie. It's a movie.
Everything's a movie. We're just perfect.
What is that thing of, this summer gonna be a movie?
Oh, this is a movie. That was my saying last summer.
This summer finna be a movie.
But it's just so weird to think back to that.
Yeah.
And, like, who we are, and where we've come... We've come a long way. Go us.
Ting!
Good job. But anyways, my goal for this podcast, I think it's changed like with every season. I feel like when I first started this, it was just, I had so much I wanted to say. And I was like, I need to say stuff and just like get it out. And then it turned into like, oh my gosh, like people actually listen. I actually have power with like.
Whoa, you have power.
Not like power, but like people listen. And so the words that I choose to say, like I want them to speak truth because people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it really became like a ministry. And then, yeah, when I went to Texas, it was more of like almost like a diary of like, cause it was when I first started season 4 and it was like my adventures, you know, in this Christian show that I did. And then it just kind of became like therapy. Like, I feel like it changes with like what I go through as well of mm-hmm. like, I'm really struggling right now. And I think that I just want to like continue that because, you know, now I'm in this stage of my life where, you know, we're in this together. And so like, why are you laughing?
That's just funny.
Why? Does it sound silly?
No. Oh. That's sweet.
Oh, well, thanks. But, oh, we're being so sweet now. Maybe we just had to be sassy before we started recording.
So we just needed to do a press record so we could fake it until we made it.
Yep, this is all fake. Everybody, this is all fake.
Right
now. After this, I've never heard you make that noise before. Rough. Something about the camera. When Ryan is on camera, he gets a little silly. But like, I don't know. I just feel like I spend more time with you than time alone. And that... I don't know, just I feel like us together, you've helped me see a part of me I didn't know was there. And so, and now like to be able to not only share like the growth that I've had learning from you, but also like just to like be like, oh my gosh, this amazing person, and have that like honor the Lord and us be able to talk about things with the like fueling and like foundation of just wanting to get closer to the Lord. Like at the end of everything we do, I feel like we just want to get closer to the Lord. So it's like, just keep going where life goes and follow Jesus and the rest will work itself out.
Come on.
And that's
you better
the
preach.
Mindset behind this, I feel like. I don't know. Your turn.
My turn for what?
What's your goal?
Oh,
with this podcast.
Well, it's been the same since week one. Just grow as many followers on Instagram as possible and get as rich as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we can have power and authority over
and
people.
Success and wealth.
Yeah. So
on this earth.
That's basically that's what I'm striving for. So if anybody can help with that, that's what we're shooting for.
Just the green. Thank you.
Thanks.
But don't laugh track. Ah.
Ha ha ha.
Okay, be for real.
All right, I'll be for real. Yeah, I feel like this is such a fun way to talk about anything and everything and just share that with anybody who's willing to listen. So, you know, just talk about Jesus, talk about, you know, this isn't some, you know, just religion that we like say a Hail Mary or pray a certain way and we have this right relationship with our God. Like, this is a true, raw, authentic relationship with a God, the God that chose to come down and, or got sent to come down to raise himself from the dead. And like, I don't know, just sharing that and the power in that and the relationship through that, you know, with people and, you know, just, I don't know, just talk about random stuff. I think it's fun.
I feel like I struggle sometimes because, like, and I guess this is just, oh.
There's a little, yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's just a little ollie on the top.
You just had to lick it off like that?
Yeah.
So silly. I feel like, and this is about the time where we, like, stop and pray and whatever, but I feel like just going away with the structure, like, I don't know. I just kind of want to talk, but
yeah.
Which we also talked about that of just, oh, yeah. Well, I'll dive into that. We can explain that. But I feel like my struggle, especially recently, which I kind of talked to you about, but like, I'd love to get into it on the air, is like, I don't know. I'm struggling to authentically be myself without feeling guilty if I like don't always talk about Jesus. Like you know what I mean? Like I feel like even, okay, in that answer when you were like the first thing you said was like Jesus. And I was like, oh, dang it. I should have said that. Like, you know what I mean though? Like, I feel I struggle sometimes with the comparison game of like, oh, they're a better Christian than me because they're doing this, this, and this, or that like X, Y, Z. And like, oh, now I'm being self-righteous because I'm not making a post on Instagram or I'm not blah, blah, blah. But then like if I go and make the post on Instagram, then I'm like, well, am I just doing that because like I'm not being authentic about it? So should I even do, like, you know what I mean? The comparison just leads to a spiral effect in my brain. And it's like, well, you're not even a good Christian.
Mm.
And I've really been feeling that honestly kind of a lot, especially with.
That has been something you've said.
Yeah.
And like a couple times.
And I don't know where the root of it is, like if it's self-doubt or if it's comparison or like a mixture of both or like perfectionism.
Yeah.
But I just struggle with like, I always say like you can never do enough, but I struggle to accept that for myself. Like right. I can tell people like, oh, you can never do enough. So like rest in the fact that like the Lord, you know, the Lord loves you regardless.
Right.
But then I'm like, no, but I can do enough and I'm not. And so I'm going to like speak down on myself and compare myself because yeah. Other people are doing way more than me. And I just feel like I have it twisted.
Yeah. I think I remember you talking about that and just like, I mean, comparison is the thief of joy. So, you know.
Yeah. And it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Thinking those things makes me sad.
So. Well, that's the thing is, who are you comparing yourself to?
I mean, I could literally give you names. I compare myself to you all the time.
No, I know, but I'm saying like, you can't compare yourself to, like, we are all so different and created so differently. And, you know, like, God didn't call us to be good Christians. He called us to be obedient to him. And that's not your obedience in certain things.
Oh, you pointed at me. I was pointing back.
Oh, your obedience in, you know, 30,000 feet view might look very similar to your friend or your family member or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. But we all have a very unique relationship with Jesus. And your obedience looks a lot different because your life is so much different than everybody else's. So you can't compare, you know, somebody else's relationship with Jesus and how they're sharing Jesus to what you're doing.
But like, what do I do in those situations where, like today, we just closed the show that I'm working on and we were giving like our final like thank you speeches, like our goodbye speeches. And, you know, I spoke about how special everyone was to me and how much I had like savored this time and appreciated it. And then I ended and I was like, I didn't say one thing about Jesus. I didn't say one thing, like, I didn't mention the name Jesus. I didn't say God. Like, even though I felt like the Spirit of the Lord was in the words that I said, I, like, discredited my words because I was like, well, I didn't specifically say, like, Jesus, church, Christian, like, the words that are associated with being a Christian, I guess. Like, yeah. What do I do? Like, is that valid or?
Yeah, it's totally valid.
I mean, like, is that true, though? Like, am I not, did I say the wrong things because I didn't say?
Well, your obedience to God isn't exactly what you say in a speech to the kids. And to put that in that speech that you, so Abby's talking about, she choreographed a musical and it ended tonight, which she did an incredible job choreographing and it was amazing.
Thanks.
But she's talking about, she had a speech. Would you have a speech with all the kids or with, like, the seniors?
Yeah, it was like all the kids. Like, everyone gets in a circle and
right.
We're like, thank you for everything.
They aren't going to remember that. They're not going to remember the words you said at that speech, but they're going to remember how you love them throughout the whole time you were with them. And you can put, like, a measuring stick on your faith by how you love somebody. Like, faith expresses itself through love. So, because I don't even remember the verse, but he's like, I honestly can't even think of exactly how it goes, but he's basically saying, like, I cast out demons in your name. I did all these miracles. I don't even remember who was telling this to Jesus, but he's like, I didn't even know who you are. Like, I don't even know who you are.
Oh, I never knew you?
Yeah.
There was a song that... Went yeah. like that in the musical that I was in. I never knew you. You gotta listen to the soundtrack. Have you listened to the soundtrack?
The Music Man soundtrack?
No, the one that I was in. His story?
Oh, no. I have not.
Everyone cancel Ryan. He doesn't support his girlfriend.
But...
I'll touch on that later, but go ahead.
And there's other, like, I wish I had... I don't even have my phone or anything, but I wish I could look it up. Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Like... He talks about going to, let me see here. You can keep talking. I'm going to look this up.
Well, while Ryan's looking that up, I just want to say for the Music Man that I choreographed, I was in the tech booth every single night on headset. So I wasn't even able to sit with Ryan. And Ryan came to every single show, which the Music Man is 2 hours and 45 minutes. So with intermission, this is like a 3-hour thing. And the Music Man is a Golden Age show. And for those of you that don't know what Golden Age is, like, Golden Age shows, they're kind of made for more spectacle and less, like, plot. So the plot is just kind of, like, it's not as developed as, like, plots in musicals are today, like Dear Evan Hansen, Hamilton, like, ones that are really thought out. So it's sometimes hard to follow. Anyways, that being said, Ryan sat without me, like, alone, and came to every single show and watched every single show and supported me in it. And, like, I just, it just speaks volumes. Like, I guess that is really true. Like, people don't remember the words that you say, but the way you make them feel, like, I mean, I do remember the words that you say, but like, the way that just your presence being there and, like, the actions of just having you there and supporting me, even when I couldn't even sit with you, is, like, I just can't even, I don't know, never settle, ladies. Like, literally never settle, because they're out there and I'm sitting next to mine. So you can't have this one, but you can have your own. And I mean that lovingly. I don't think I want a sister wife. Anyways.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. But I enjoyed it, so it's not like it was something.
No, I thought it was a great show. I'm not like, the show was awful.
I'm saying
awful,
I enjoyed it.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm just saying three times. That's a lot.
Yeah. If I give... we're going back to that verse that I couldn't think about. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to talk about, like, what love never does. It, like, never gives up and all this other things. But, like, I think that's so important.
Love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. It's funny how our brains work.
Yeah.
Like, I think of the song and you think of the verse.
But, like he's saying there, it's like, I did, like, I went to be a martyr for your name, but I didn't love. So I'm bankrupt. Mm.
so that it doesn't like mean something.
Right.
But then there's also in the Bible where it's like, even if you don't mean it, like at least you're spreading.
Well, that's.
But that's like a different
context. Yeah, that's a different context, I think. Yeah, but
I think so too. But it's just funny to point out like the differences in the Bible and how like sometimes it feels like things can contradict things, you know? Like,
yeah.
Wait, but it says here to love your neighbor as yourself, but then it says to judge those in the church. And it's like, wait, am I supposed to love or judge? And it's like, well, you have to look at the specifics and like
right.
the culture. And I mean, even like specifically that one, which this is like such a talked about, like, I guess it's not, it shouldn't even be controversial, I guess, but like, it's just a debated topic of in the Bible where it says like women should be silent in the church.
Mm.
And I've heard so many people be like, just have so many opinions on it. And it's like, you have to look at the cultural and like context and the like scenario that it's in, because I don't know where it was, but like a preacher was talking about it and it was like, the women at the time were known for like gossiping about people in the church. And so he isn't saying like women can't speak, but he's saying like, don't talk about other people at church. Like that's not like, don't do that regardless. But like, especially in the church, it's just a safe place. And like,
yeah.
I may be getting my information wrong, but I remember hearing that. It's just interesting to look at like the specifics and details when you really dive into the word.
That's the thing. It's like, if you just read a verse a day and like tried to apply it to your life and thought, you know, it was all about you. The Bible would be so, like, it already is confusing, but it would, it would literally twist you even more. Like, this is a story, a redemption story that, like, you need to read. I mean, you can start wherever you want. I would probably, if I was talking to a new believer, it would be in the gospel, like in Matthew. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, the full Bible is a redemptive story from creation to when Jesus is going to return.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like, if you just take a verse a day and you're like, how can I apply this to my life? And you're going to get a lot of great things out of it, but I feel like you're going to miss so much in there that, that you could take completely out of context.
Yeah. Something that like altered the way that I read the Bible. I heard this like almost this time last year is when I was in Arizona and it was right before we started dating. And the girl on the podcast was like, whenever I stopped reading the Bible to learn about myself and started reading it to learn about God, that's when it changed everything for me. And I was like,
say that again.
Oh my gosh. When you stop reading the Bible to learn more about yourself and start reading the Bible to learn more about God, that's when things change.
Yeah.
And it's just like, now don't twist the words and say like, if you need, you know, like rest or peace for yourself, or you're struggling with anxiety or worry, like go look in the Bible for those things. Like you will find healing in those words and you can speak those over you. But there, I was approaching reading the word as like, God, what can you do for me? What can you do for me? Rather than like, what can I do for you in your kingdom? Like, how can I serve you? How can I be a faithful servant?
What can I learn about you?
Exactly.
So I can like, be more like you.
And the more you want to learn about God, like the more you want to learn about God, like,
there's a pastor at Southeast, his name's Kyle Adelman, and he says, or he said this before, at least I think it was him, like, whenever you start to realize that your life isn't about you, like, everything starts making more sense.
Yeah, that's so good. My mom will tell me that when I'm worrying about things in my life, or just like, you know, when you just get in those, what am I going to do? Like, you're just freaking out and you're worrying. She's like, when those thoughts start to creep in, think about someone else.
Mm.
Like, pray for someone else. And it, 'cause your brain can only think of one thing at a time. And it's like, well, if you're worrying and you're thinking about yourself, think about someone else. Like, get outside of yourself. And I think it's so good to just, that's just such a good reminder, especially with where I'm at right now in life. I had a good cry yesterday, everybody, because I just feel like I'm trapped inside a box and just screaming with just, like, don't know what to do, have a lot of decisions to make, and don't know where I'm going with all of it, and didn't even know how to, like, verbalize it, because I didn't want to realize in myself, like, I didn't want to think about it myself, so right. I'm not going to bring it up to someone else, but there just comes a point where, you know, like, I feel like the Lord does bring people in your life that are not thinking about themselves and they are thinking about you. And like, for me, that person was Ryan yesterday. And, you know, just the simple question of like, how are you or what's going on or whatever can really do like intense healing. And so, you know, I constantly have to remind myself of that, as well as like, be that for someone else, because like, you want to feel wanted and you want to feel heard, but you don't always want to ask the person to, you know, ask you. Sometimes you want to be asked.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you kind of felt like that yesterday too. Just like, everyone just wants to be asked.
Right.
And wants that feeling of community.
Yeah. Something that has been on my mind a lot lately is so similar to that. And I was thinking of it whenever I was outside before you got here. That's what I was like, I was writing my, like some like things down about that. So like,
about what I was just talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Something very like similar. Like, you were talking about how like, just go serve somebody. Like, yeah. Whenever you're in a season of worry, just go serve somebody. Like, I was reading back in my notebook about like all these prayers that I've written down, and it's about, all of it is about something with maybe like, oh Lord, I'm just praying to get this job, or Lord, I'm just praying for, maybe it's a spouse, Lord, I'm just praying for something financial, Lord, I'm just praying. Like, and I was constantly saying like, I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that, Lord, and I'm praying for this. And you don't stop to just like sit there, and you can get in this like, you can get in this thought process that God is just a wishing well, and you're just waiting and being patient and practicing patience to get something else, rather than sometimes you need to sit down and reflect. And like, that's what's so important, like to talk about your story and your testimony and like where God's brought you from, is because that's how Paul was able to be so content. Like in Philippians 4, he talks about how like in 4 through 9, like he literally gives us an outline on what we should do with anxiety and worry. Like, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything through prayer, which is like petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God. And then if you go further down on that, after he gives you like the outline of that, he talks about how he has learned to be content in any situation. And he's writing that literally from a prison.
Mm.
So he's saying like, I have learned to be content no matter what, as he's locked up, probably locked up in like a, I don't know, what do you think, it's like a concrete prison, whatever?
I don't know. I just always think of a jail cell, even though I know that wasn't what it was like.
It was probably something horrible. Probably, and it was probably
hay barrels,
so hot, and
probably a cave, honestly.
He was probably miserable, and he said, I've learned to be content in everything. And I was just thinking about, looking back on like a lot of my prayers, and I was like, not once did I just stop and just thank God for like what he has brought me through. Because whenever you stop and reflect on not living in the past to live, you know, like live back in your sin or what you were struggling with, but when you reflect on what God has brought you through and that he's been faithful through that, then you can really have a grateful heart and practice a ton of gratitude in that sin, in that season, and be content and grateful for what you do have now.
What made you think about that?
I just went outside and started thinking about it.
That's really good. That's really good. When you were talking, you said, like, sometimes we think God is a wishing well. And I guess I just struggle with, like, the coexisting of, like, the Lord's, like, sovereign power. Like, I get, like, I was thinking, like, the word testament came to my mind of, like, Paul was content in a prison. And it's, like, the coexisting of that, of, like, prison, like, some like sorrow and joy can coexist, and
right.
And that's something that I think is so crazy, and I try to wrap my mind around that, but then I literally like, I struggle with like, oh, how do I balance like the goodness of God and the fact that like he's not a wishing well, but the Bible also says like, tell me your wants and desires,
right.
Like ask and ye shall receive, like all of those things. And it's like, not. I try to find the balance. But one thing I asked Pastor Greg was kind of that same thing of like, how do you find the balance of this and that? And he was like, the thing about God is that his power is so great that those things can coexist, but we can't, like our human brains can't comprehend that. And so I continuously like try to figure it out. And it's like, you can't. So I try to balance it, but it's like, you can't because it coexists. And I'm like, why can't I just understand this?
You feel like you're on like this balance beam and you're just getting pushed to each side and each side.
And so sometimes I find myself in my prayers like, what do I say? Mm. I'm like, do I ask or do I listen? Do I tell, like, ask him for the desires of my heart, or do I tell him what I want in this moment? And it's just so hard to like balance it. And it's like, but you can't, but you try. And I just go back and forth.
Right.
And so I don't even know if I don't even know what the question I'm asking is, or if there even is like an answer to the question, but I just sit sometimes. And that's what I'm saying of like trying to always be right and do the right Christian thing. And it's like, I feel like I'm not chasing God. I'm trying to chase the right way to God. Like, I'm trying to chase the right outline and formula to get to God, rather than just saying, God, like, I have no idea, but like, here I am. Like, just being a vessel. And, you know, I find that even in like my word choices. Like, I was talking to you about comparing myself to literally Jackie Hill Perry, who is like a poet and an author and speaks all these things. But I'm like, she has a podcast. I have a podcast. Like, I should speak like Jackie Hill Perry. I should speak like Sadie Robertson. I should blah, 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 blah. Like, why do they use bigger words, or why do they have more complete thoughts, or blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, like, you were made the way you were made, and we're all different. Like you were saying at the beginning,
yeah,
and
I just
have to, right.
What
I have to like
just talking about.
Remind myself of those things of like, no, I'm like, the Lord created me the way that I'm supposed to be created. And I can't formulate and help out God in his plan to like present this like perfect package to people or to the kingdom. Or like when I show up at the pearly gates of heaven, be like, here's my, you know, my little like trifold poster of everything that I did. And here's my project and my final presentation for you, Lord. Like, I'm messy and human. And I feel like I'm just like speaking to myself right now. Just like, remember that, like, humble yourself. Like, you can't, there's not a level I can reach to get perfect. And I'm striving for that because I guess that makes me feel, then I have the, like, the authority to get to the Lord. Like, I feel so unworthy that I'm like, until you reach perfection, you can't directly just go to him. You have to figure out the steps to get there, to reach perfection, to then get to him. Whoa.
That's so good.
I feel like I just talked myself through a lot of stuff that I was like bearing down of like trying to figure out.
That was so good. Welcome to therapy session number three.
I just need to like wipe up, like, rip up the blueprint that I've set for myself,
man,
because it's not, well, it's just not right. Like, if I've set it for myself, it's obviously wrong. Like,
right,
I don't know.
And what you're saying too, like, pride isn't just thinking too, what is it, pride isn't just thinking too lowly of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself too much,
right? It's not like a cocky thing or like a self-righteous thing even. I mean, it can be, but I feel like when people think of pride, it's like, oh, I'm so good at this, and I'm blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, that's not pride. Yeah. I mean, it is, but there's more to pride than that.
Right. That's what it is. It's not thinking of yourself so highly. It can be, but it's also just thinking of yourself, and you're so consumed with yourself all the time.
I feel like that's my biggest struggle, especially when I started dating you too, which I talked with Sav about a lot. But I was like, I need to become a better person on my own. And I'm like, I'm not at the place where like I need to do this in order to then I can be in a relationship, because then I'll be like the teacher and I'll be able to bring stuff.
Right.
And she was like, why do you think that the Lord is asking perfection of you to provide you an opportunity? But B, why do you think you have to have everything figured out before you can like share your life with someone? Like, who are you to think that you can learn it all on your own? She was like, you struggle to, and she said it lovingly, but she was like, you're struggling to understand that, like, Ryan is more spiritually mature than you. And I was like, oh.
And even, not even, like, the spiritual maturity part, like.
Well, the fact that you're a male that can lead, like, that.
It's not even, that's not even, like, where I would take that. It's just, like, you're putting someone else on a pedestal. Like, I have to get to where they're at before. It's like, no, Ryan is super messy. Ryan is super stupid.
Don't cuss on the podcast.
Ryan is a big fat dummy too, and is not as great as it seems like whenever you first met me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're both just like...
so messy. But the way that we see each other is completely different than the way that we see ourselves.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I say that for me. Do you agree?
No, I totally agree.
Yeah. Like, if I tell people all the time, especially the kids in the musical, I was like, I just wish you saw yourself the way that other people see you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like...
you wouldn't be so hard on yourself.
Oh my gosh, no. Like, I feel like in society today, we're told, like, when people say a good thing to us, we're supposed to be like, no, no, that's not true, that's not true. And I feel like there's a difference between, like, being humble...
right.
And, like, discrediting what people are saying. But if I, like, tell you a compliment, I want you to receive it and take it. Like,
yeah.
It almost makes me feel, like, kind of, like, sad when you're like, no, that's not true. I'm like, but I really meant it when I said that. Like,
yeah.
Please receive those words, you know?
Very true. And, like, what you're saying, like, it can... there's a fine line, like you're saying, in the humility aspect, but also just being super, like, negative towards yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, no, I'm not that. It's like, no, you actually are. Like, just receive that because you really are that. And maybe there's a little bit bigger issue if, like, you can't take a compliment and you're, like, just giving yourself negative feedback all the time.
Yeah, I mean, even, like, I think it was, like, last month, there was, like, 2 weeks where I was just saying awful things to myself. Like,
yeah.
Actually believing those awful things about myself. And that's kind of just shown me, like, the way that we speak over ourselves too affects us so much. Like, our words do hold weight. And, you know, I don't believe in, like, manifestations and all that, but I do believe, like, the words you put out into the world and the words that you say really do affect who you are as a person and the way that you view yourself. Like,
oh,
I've talked
matters.
About, like, affirmations and stuff, and there's a difference in believing, like, you hold the power of your destiny and, like, the universe and all that. Like, you know, I believe in God. I believe in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and God sent his Son to die for my sins, and Jesus is God's Son and the Holy Trinity and all that jazz. I believe all of it. Like, I'm going to heaven.
Just wanted to say amen to that
and
because
period.
This would be a weird podcast if she didn't believe that. I just want to throw that out there.
But, you know, like, I also am like, look at yourself in the mirror and, like, say over and over again, like, Bible verses or, like, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, like, in God's image. Like, I am beautiful. I am created by the ultimate Lord of Heaven's armies. Like, say these things over yourself and speak good words to others, and it will shift and almost, like, kick the doubts out because there's not enough space to, like, hold them in.
Right.
Your brain. You know? I don't know.
Yeah. No. That's good. Romans talks about like, being transformed by the renewal of your mind. Like, God made us.
Oh, you're so good about telling me stuff like that. Like, repetition and saying.
Yeah, God made us programmable human beings. Like, that's how he made us.
Yeah.
And you can say something, you know, you can look at a verse one day and completely forget it. It's a repetition of, you know, like, are you truly believing that? Or are you just, like, oh, I had a terrible day. I'm going to go look at this verse and it's going to be a nice band-aid and it's going to fix all my problems. That's just not how Christianity works. And that's not how Jesus works.
I feel like I do that a lot.
I wasn't saying that to you. I was just saying that
to that's why I just
to
said
myself more than anything. Yeah.
You feel like you do that?
I mean, I feel like everybody does that.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know. It's just an encouragement type thing.
I feel like if you're passionate about speaking about it, like, you kind of it's
because
you've experienced.
Right, it's because, yeah, exactly. Whenever you're passionate about speaking about something, it's probably because you went through it yourself.
I do think about that with, like, pastors, though, especially, like, Pastor Greg, like, you know, about, like, I speak about what I'm passionate about, which, I mean, I guess he's passionate about the Lord, but, you know, he is called to a higher standard and he has studied these things and all that, but it's like, how do you, oh, my throat just made a noise, but, like, you know, maybe he's never, okay, take for example, he's never had an encounter with an eating disorder, but like he is going to speak about, I don't know, eating disorders or something, and having that be like part of his sermon or something. I don't know. Like, this is a crazy example, but you know what I mean? Like, things you haven't experienced or haven't really like
right.
had. And it's like, I just want to know like pastor's way of going about talking about those kinds of things.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause like,
probably
I wouldn't know what to say about like porn addiction. Like right. I would just be like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Which is enough, but I'm just saying like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm asking.
But. No, I get it. What you're saying, like yeah. sins that you haven't struggled with, but they probably wouldn't touch on it as much. I would guess, like not even like, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like they're going to talk about, you know, their own story, and mm-hmm. you know, it's just they may have not struggled in the same exact way that you struggled, but it's
I
all
just
sin.
I feel like when Greg preaches, like he just covers everything, and maybe it's because he just preaches the word. I mean, he is so, I've never sat through any other sermons where they're so rooted in the word. I mean, everything, he is always in the scripture when he speaks.
So yeah, he is. That verse that I was thinking about is how you were talking about repetition. It's do not conform to the pattern of this world,
but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Yeah. Which is like,
what verse is that?
Romans 12, 12? 2, which is like, Paul's telling us like, you can very easily be transformed by this world you can very easily be conformed to the pattern of this world. Like it's very easy.
Oh
like
my gosh,
the
yeah.
world is in our face. Culture is in your face. The whatever movie is in your face, whatever school is in your face, sports, like everything is
it's
thrown
so
at
bad,
you.
Ryan. Like I fall into that trap. That's why I'm so nervous about going back to school. Like, I've lived in my sweet little Bowling Green, rooted,
bubble.
Worked in the church, like, surrounded by
yeah.
community. And I have great Christian community at school as well. But, like, it's so easy for me to fall into that school, work, mindset mode where it's, like, nothing else matters except for the success of the world and achieving the grade or achieving getting that role and it's so easy for me to fall into that trap. That's why I feel like I'm so nervous about
yeah
coming out of this environment and like the transition going back to school.
Yeah, I think being aware of that is definitely a great start though, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like I have people now too, but
oh you definitely you have a huge support system.
Yeah,
and you've got great friends at school too.
Yeah, I really do. I think that's the other thing is sometimes I feel like guilty of being like, hey, I need you, because I'm like, well, what if they don't want to give me their time? Like, I don't want to have to ask that of them. But I know if I was on the other side, I'd feel like even honored that someone like was asking
right.
me. But you know, it's the stuff you tell yourself.
Yeah.
It's like you hold, like it's
like,
so easy to say it to someone else, but when
yeah.
it's coming back at you, you're like, no, well, not me.
Yeah, no, totally.
I'm really speaking to myself a lot right now. There's a lot that I came into this podcast with.
But there's somebody out there that's
to
relating
hear.
To it and listening
yeah.
and hearing that. It's like, man, I needed to hear that. So
yeah. When I feel like just looking at your face, I just word vomit. Like I'm
because
like,
I look so beautiful.
So,
oh, word vomit.
I just get lost in your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all heard that.
Me and my bro, Ryan.
Me and my sis.
When I was listening back to the podcast last week, which I've been doing that. That's like a trend. I've been listening, which I've never done before. I've never listened
it's
back to the podcast.
You don't have to listen to yourself the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. It's because it's like both of us. And
I was supposed to be a roast and she disagreed with me.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't want to listen to myself
yeah.
all the time. But it's fun to listen to like both of us.
Yeah, it is fun.
But I laugh. I'm like, wait, I think we're kind of funny. I do think we're funny.
We are funny.
Yeah.
We're so funny.
I don't know. I mean, I just learned a lot from you, and so it's nice to have someone that, you know, the more we date, the more I'm like, I want to vow right here, right now
we
on this podcast.
We are never, ever, ever breaking up together.
I knew that something like that was going to happen, and I already, like, cringed before it happened, but
yeah.
it was sweet. It
yeah.
was a sweet moment. But what I was going to say was that, like, I never want to stop learning from you.
Yeah.
And that sounds, like, silly, but I just, like, don't.
In general, though.
What do you mean?
We just don't want to ever stop learning about anything.
I just don't want to get so comfortable. I guess it's so easy for us to say that, like,
7 months
into dating. But it's like, who's to say, like, we have to fit the classic, like, mold of what people say of, like, oh, yeah, give it a year, like, you know. And, like, yeah, we're going to have ups and downs, and, yeah, things will feel more normal, and, yeah, we'll come into, like, the house one day and be like, hey, I don't feel like talking right now. Like, yeah, me either, and that's fine. But I think just sharing your life with someone is so special, and I want it to always feel, like, exciting and, like, learning and discovering and growing together and, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want it.
Makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah, just way. Like keeping it. You know how they say, like, you need to continue to always date. Like, always date your partner.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's so true.
You know what's good about that?
What?
We're dating.
That is true. That is true.
Which but is nice.
Like, oh. Ryan's really keeping me on my toes with the computer.
I am. I'm a little worried. Like, for those that are probably...
It's been, like, glitching.
It's just very glitchy, and the numbers aren't just smooth. It's like...
I'm trusting the Lord on this one.
I think it's fine. I just, you know... I've just been looking at it a lot.
We would just hate to film this whole thing and then all of it get lost.
Yeah, because, I mean, the words on this...
are fire. But we have it on video. So, worst case scenario, we use the video audio, which...
Yeah.
It's going to be fine because the dishwasher's off. So at the end of the day.
Yeah. And if anybody was wondering, when you cancel your dishwasher, it doesn't make any more noises
when
afterwards.
You cancel it?
Yeah. I held it for 3 seconds to cancel.
3 seconds?
3 seconds. That's it forever. Felt longer than three, but.
Yeah. It felt like forever. This guy.
This guy.
I have something fun to close out the podcast
with. Oh!
You just screamed. It busted all the headphone users' ears out.
Well, I bet everybody said that whenever you said you had something fun.
I do have something fun.
A little game or something?
The something fun that I want to say is that I think we should live react to the crumble cookie flavors.
Oh!
Because we haven't looked at them
what
yet.
What a play!
It's Sunday and tomorrow's Monday, and I know Crumble has announced them.
We film on Sunday and we do our Crumble review on Monday. It's like perfect timing.
Do you want me to read them and you not look, or do you want to look together?
I say we just look together.
Okay.
Or wait.
But you can't look ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on the stories right now. It's not carrot cake.
Carrot cake. Oh, that
it's
looks
a cake.
Good. Oh, it's like a
it's
sandwich.
A double layer. Okay. So it has two. Wait. Carrot cake is my favorite kind of cake.
I bet that's gonna be really good.
It's and I
explain
bet it's like
the cookie.
Cream cheese. Okay. So no, you explain it. You.
Okay. So it's two. It looks like basically like two cookies that look just like a carrot cake.
Head on to the YouTube if you want to see.
And then the icing is like it's a sandwich,
it's
but
like a swirl.
But then there's more icing on top.
Yeah.
So it looks incredible.
Oh, and it looks like it's covered in like glaze.
Oh, it's glazed and it's got and sprinkles.
Little, no, that's like pecans, I think, or
yeah.
Something. Because that's
what are
like
the carrots. Oh, I guess it is carrot cake. I just didn't
yeah,
love
that's like crumbs. Strawberry pretzel pie.
I don't know.
I feel like that would be really.
Oh, there's okay. Broken up pretzels in the cookie.
But think about it, because I'm like salty with the pretzel.
Sweet.
Strawberry is the sweet. I can see both of those together, and then the pie is gonna be like pie crust.
So we got carrot cake and strawberry pretzel pie.
Okay, that actually
it looks honestly, like strawberry jam on top with icing underneath.
Yeah, I bet I'll like that.
Sugar candy.
Oh yeah, that's for Easter. That's just normal. That's just normal sugar cookie.
And what is that? Just like one of those little candy eggs?
Yeah, they're like the chocolate eggs.
Oh, you think that's chocolate?
Yeah, I had this one last year because I gave up sweets last year for Easter, and so this was in it. For Lynn, but they had a carrot cake cookie instead of actual carrot cake.
I like the Easter plug there.
Yeah,
appreciate
me too.
That.
Double fudge brownie. Of course, I'm gonna like that.
Yeah,
obviously,
Abby
I'm gonna like
that.
I love anything chocolate.
I'm not super chocolatey fan. Lemon crinkle.
I don't like lemon cookies. I've never been like a fruity cookie girl.
So it's just gonna be like that. Like that Kroger lemon cookie, like that. You know what I'm talking about with
I mean,
the icing?
It'll be sweet. I'm sure it'll be good.
I hope it's sweeter than the oatmeal raisin.
Oh my gosh, I know. I hope it's cold.
Yeah, chilled.
If it's warm, that looks warm though. Like, did you
see
that close up?
That could be chilled.
That looks warm.
Yeah.
It's gooing like it's warm. I don't know, man. I'm so excited about that carrot cake though. Wait, we can see. Yeah, it's warm. The lemon cookie is warm.
Is there any chilled?
The
I bet the sugar cookie is.
No, I feel like the carrot cake would be... Wait, I don't know. It doesn't say. Wait, 2 tiers of carrot cake mixed with warm spices, coconut, pineapple, and carrots layered with light glaze and vanilla cream cheese frosting.
That's going to be so good.
Then topped with pecans. Available for 1 week only. Strawberry pretzel pie. I would be shocked if that wasn't hot. But I don't know. All these sound good cold. I'm starting to find that I like the cold crumble cookies better than the warm crumble cookies.
Yeah, they feel so much lighter.
And they just taste sweeter. I can actually like taste more of it, I feel like.
I don't know. If I want a warm dessert, I want it to be like a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Like a melt in your mouth chocolate chip cookie.
Which Ryan and I yesterday... one thing about me is I just don't like a recipe. I'm a measure with your eye kind of girl. And so I was like, I want to bake cookies. And he was like, okay. And so we just got a bowl and started throwing stuff in the bowl. And I think they turned out really good.
I ate two and they were great.
I think the secret ingredient, say it with me, 1, 2, 3.
Wait.
Cornstarch. Sorry. Is that what you were going to say, though?
Well, I literally couldn't even wrap my head around the ingredients yet. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like
at the beginning.
I mean, how would I...
Well, because I guess I was already processing what was happening in my brain.
She gave me less than 3 seconds to think about the magic ingredient.
That is true. Sorry about that. Anyways, I'm most excited about the carrot cake, though.
And I got some exciting news for everybody.
What?
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no, it's a secret. You don't even know.
No, I do know.
Oh.
Is it on Thursday? Okay, Ryan and I are
going to the beach. Oh!
We're going to the beach.
We got engaged at the beach.
Really?
No.
Dang it. That's,
Starting to get some elbows at the dinner table.
I'll say it in front of my parents.
You said it in front of your mom yesterday.
Yeah. She already knows. I tell both my parents. Oh my gosh, I got the best video of my dad. Oh, I never told you. I deleted it.
Why?
I know. So I got this video of my dad, and I was like,
why did you delete that?
I didn't mean to. I know I didn't mean to. I was clearing out storage on my vlog camera, and I accidentally deleted it. No, because I deleted it on the vlog camera.
Oh man.
I got this video of my dad, and I was like, so you know, dad, like. Okay, all the Christian dating people out there know, like, you're not just going to date today, right? Like, and so Ryan and I are at the point now where, and I can cut this out if you don't want to share this, but...
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine. But we're at the point now... we're at the point now where we're like, okay, yeah, we're, like, getting married. So it's a topic of discussion. And so I, like, put out a feeler to my parents. And I got it, my dad's reaction on video, which I'm so mad I deleted it, but...
Oh, it is gold.
And I was like, so you know, dad, like, this is right before Ryan and I were starting the podcast. And I was like, so you know, dad,
this is beginning of vlog.
Yeah. Yeah. It was my first vlog. I think I was like making your birthday cake or something.
Yeah, you were.
And I was like, Ryan and I, you know, we want to start a podcast together. And he's like, oh, cool. And I was like, and we also talked about maybe like, you know, getting married. And my dad's face, he literally looked, and it's gonna go silent on the podcast for a minute, but if you're on YouTube then you'll watch, but he literally was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Most blank stare, and
it was like half a smile.
To be
like,
fair, Abby had him up, or he was about to go to work, and it was probably like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was really early. Oh yeah, I was making oatmeal. I was making oatmeal and then he just left.
And I will say for anybody listening, if you're dating someone, be in the dating season and don't let it progress further than where you're at in reality.
Yeah. Ryan's really good about that.
Well, I was just saying that for like to help people out because like,
no, I think that's so true.
Abby and I have talked about it, but it's not like we act married or play married. I just wanted to make that like, you know, for somebody listening that like might be like, oh, that's.
No, I think that's so good. I think that's definitely something you've taught me too, is especially in the early stages of dating, which I mean, I guess this still can technically be counted as early, but I don't know. But it just depends on what relationships you compare it to, I guess. But
yeah. I mean, if we're comparing it to like.
Classic Christian culture.
I mean, we have two friends that got married
And engaged.
And engaged before they were dating for 6 months.
Yeah. I think it's just like...
like, they're getting married this year.
Christian dating, like, ring by spring culture. Like, it's funny it's funny to joke about. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, ring by spring. They say that at Belmont all the time. But I think the thing is, like... like, that, like, joke about Christian dating and all that. It's, like, it's true because you just... there's so much... you know, you do talk about, obviously, but you already know about the person just from their beliefs and their foundation. And it's like...
you already have that.
You already have that common ground. And you know, like, that is an eternal, lasting thing.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we've overcomplicated... like, society has overcomplicated dating in that way.
It's 100%.
Like, it's like...
yeah.
I'll date them and then, you know, like, we won't, like, fully commit and, like, yeah. There's a lot of confusion and there's no clarity and it's like, oh, well, like, you know, we're just kind of just dating around and it's like, fun. And I say that in, like, quotation marks, like, just dating is just fun. And then it leads to, oh, well, I thought, like, you know, one person was very serious and already at, like, yeah. the stage of, like, naming their kids. And the other one was like, oh, no, like, this was just fun. We've only been together a year, and it just leads to, like, very much disappointment and heartbreak very easily, I feel like.
When both person in the relationship, when their first love is the Lord, it eliminates a lot of outside factors that...
and when you don't cross physical boundaries.
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
woo! Holla. Hashtag that purity.
That's going to be... And that's great, but that's going to be the most, that's like the most classic cringe
dating. If you want to cringe at me for just the keeping video. Myself pure, you know, I'm going to clip it. I'm going to clip that. That's going to be the clickbait for the podcast.
But you want to cancel us.
You want to cancel us? Anyways, but no, but I always say that though, like, hate me for having these morals and these values. Like, if you want to hate me for that, love to be hated. You know?
Yeah.
But what I was saying was that, like, you know, dating in the season of dating, like, I really have learned that from you. Because at the beginning stages of us dating, I was like, I need to know if I'm going to marry him right now. Because if I'm not, then I'm not, like, following the plan. And I need to, like, see long term, like, am I going to marry this guy? And it was, like, 2 weeks in and I was, like, freaking myself out. And something he told me was, like, we're dating each other. Like, let's date. Let's learn about each other. Let's understand each other. Like... and you just kind of walked me through that. And I was like, oh, I don't have to have it all figured out.
Right.
Like, I don't have to know the end result. Like, we'll just faithfully serve in the season of dating that we're in.
Yeah.
And now we're, like, in a different season of that. But we're still dating, but it's just,
planning. Yeah, that's great. I don't even have anything to add. That's
it's because you taught me it. That's why.
Yeah. I'm the teacher. She's the student. I know everything. She doesn't know anything.
He knows a lot. He does know a lot.
I really don't. Speaking of...
you just did it. I gave you a compliment.
Oh,
and that's you right. spoke down
I'm yourself. Smarter than everybody listening.
Thank you.
Do we want to get into my... because we had a great men's basketball story.
Oh, go ahead. Update them on the rec thing.
All right. So, as you guys know, last week I got a technical foul and it was fine, you know.
I wasn't there
in the heat
game.
Of the moment. This week, at either though, games. I'm not gonna go into too much detail, but both teams were really, really, really argumentative, and it got to the point where some technical fouls were given out. Not one to me this time, but by the second half of the game, there's about 10 minutes left. The referee just, like, gave this guy a technical foul. He got kicked out of the game, and they called the game because it was getting so bad. So the referee was like, all right, this game's over.
Like, the game hadn't finished.
There's 10 minutes left in the second half.
There are people that have a brain like me where they don't understand all the words.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the game, was far from over, and we were up. Like, I think quite a bit, but I had just gotten taken out of the game. I went to the restroom because I had to pee, and I walked back out, and they were like, yep, the game's called. And I was like, well, did we win? And so, because I did, yeah, we ended up getting the win. I wasn't sure if, like, since they called the game, it was like, did it count for us as a win? So it did.
It did.
Which is all I cared about. But it was funny. There was, like, a lot of conflict, and it was...
so I would have had icks all over the place.
Yeah, but I handled myself slightly better, I would say. So I just wanted to give you guys a good update.
You did have a little side comment that you told me you said.
Yeah, I did. And I'm not proud of it, but, you know, just heat of the battle sometimes.
He didn't say anything, like, bad, but it was, like...
Yeah.
Maybe not the most life-giving thing.
Right, yeah. I wasn't...
You could have just said, like, calm down, maybe.
Yeah.
Or you could have said...
Jesus loves you.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one only son.
That's what I'm going to start doing.
Just pull out your Bible.
If somebody says something to me, I'm going to have a little pocket Bible and I'm going to pull it out of my sock and be like, yeah. John 3:16.
Yeah. Anyways, high low of the week.
Oh, my low.
The pauses. I would have said something. Well, I just don't.
Like, why don't you go first? Because I don't have anything. I have to think.
Do you want me to go or do you want to think?
Well, if I'm just thinking, it's just going to be silent. So I feel like you could go and I could be thinking of mine.
Okay, I'll say mine. So my low...
Oh, I know you're low.
Was that... Well, I actually have two. My first low was yesterday because I just got like really, really stressed out.
Yeah.
But a high came from that because I got it all released and like figured out a lot and had a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was like both. But my other low was that the show ended today.
Mm.
Is that what you thought I was going to say?
No, I was going to say whenever you were upset and crying.
Oh, yeah. But that was also really good for
me. It was. You were, like, hysterically laughing at the end of it, which was just one of the craziest things I've ever seen. It's like she's dying laughing, but,
it's called being a girl. But the show ended, and that was really sad. But my high was just being at the theater all week and feeling a lot of joy. It's been a while since, this is kind of deep, but it's been a while since I've been in a theater and felt joy. So it was really nice to like reignite that spark again of like, you know, maybe I do want to do this, you know?
Mm.
That was really
Abby
a nice
the teacher.
Feeling. Abby the teacher, maybe Abby the performer, I don't
know. Whoa.
Just being there though, it just affirmed like, I don't think you're done here, you know? So that was nice, especially because there have been points where I'm like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
So it was nice to just feel like, no, like, you love it here. You're just in a rough patch right now. So, yeah, that was my high. Just being at the theater, being with the kids, feeling so much joy.
Yeah. My low was, Abby was gone like all week, so I was bored.
Aww. Yeah, we didn't see each other at all.
It's called Tech Week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Tech Week, so.
So I'm at the theater till like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Working all day.
You know.
Yeah, that was sad.
My high, I mean, it's Sunday, so I can say this. Well, I was going to say seeing all my friends last weekend, but that's not this week anymore. I got to see Brant and Trent and Blake.
No, that's right.
But do you think I said that as my high last week?
No, because you hadn't gone yet.
We had already filmed? No, we filmed when I got back, remember?
Oh, well, you can have two. That can be one, and then if you want to have another.
My other high was... I had one thinking about it. Oh, March Madness started, which is fun. I've just been watching games, so I don't watch a ton of NCAA like all year, but March Madness is fun. I like watching those games.
Those are good highs and lows.
Yeah, those are good.
All across the board, man.
Yeah, man.
That's really all I've got to say.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else.
Really hope it recorded all of this.
What was your favorite part about the musical?
About the process or the actual, like,
no,
musical
the actual
itself?
Musical.
Because like,
I have a quote from it that I really liked.
What?
I think it was Professor Hill that said it, but he said, I think he's saying it to the girl that he likes. What's her name?
Marion.
Yeah, he's saying, I'm going to botch this. If you always say tomorrow, then you're going to be left with if you always say, we're going
to
cut.
I'm not cutting that.
Professor Hill said to Marianne, if you always say tomorrow, then you'll just be left with a bunch of empty yesterdays.
He said that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that's a
line. I wrote it down. It's in my phone. I don't have my phone by me.
I didn't even know that was a line in the show. I'm not going to lie. But in my defense, I did have a headset on and it was like, cue lights and go. And a rope is breaking. And so.
That's wisdom.
That is wisdom. Good job, Professor Harold Hill, also known as Greg. My favorite part of actual, like, the show of Music Man, I mean, obviously the musical numbers aside, because I'm, like, tied to the dance numbers. But, like, an actual, like, part in the show, if I'm being honest, I really love Gary Indiana. Like, when Throp comes
I love
out
that.
And sings Gary Indiana, the Gary song Gary Indiana, Indiana because, Gary Indiana. But it's because of who plays Winthrop, because the director, her daughter is Winthrop, and she just, like, just knowing who she is and then seeing her, like, shine in that moment, it's just, it's like, oh my gosh, like, to feel that way about a child, like, oh, look at, like, I can't even imagine the way Miss McGinty feels, like, watching her child up yeah. there. And it's like, if I feel so much joy watching her, like, just imagine how much joy, like, she feels. And it just is such a special moment because I'm back there with the director and I get to, like, watch her child. Mm. And it's just so sweet because every time she's like, that's my kid. That's mm-hmm. my kid. And it's just like, wow.
Yeah,
I could
see her.
That's just such a special moment.
We could see her dad. Her dad was sitting in front of us.
Oh, really?
He was...
Oh, that was sweet. That's so sweet.
Spice pointed it out.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, all my church people came today. That was sweet. Shout out. Anyways, we've been talking for a long time. This is our longest podcast yet.
Yeah. I think I like how we didn't... So, Abby and I didn't, like, come in with a topic. We were just yeah. like, we're just going to let it kind of just go and have a conversation. Yeah.
After I listened to the podcast, I kind of brought it up to Ryan, and I was like, you know, I think... If we have topics we feel passionate about speaking about, we definitely should. But the structure of it, I think, you know, we wanted to start this because we just have awesome conversations.
Right.
That, like, help us grow. And we don't structure it. And so we kind of went in with a structure, but I feel like no structure is the way to go. And so I kind of just told him, like, I feel like in the last podcast, at least for me, while you were speaking, I wasn't listening to you, but I was thinking of what to say next rather yeah. than, like, having a conversation with you. I was like, what can I say, you know, to...
I can even do that when I'm talking to yeah. anybody. So yeah. it's nice to, like, be aware of that. And
not to discredit last week's podcast. I thought it was great, but...
I think they just keep getting better.
Just to grow. Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it.
Me too.
Talking to you and all of our friends out there.
Yeah. I love sharing this with you. Fun.
It is fun.
Head over to the Instagram at That's Life Poddy, PODDY, if you want to see more content. I post daily. Head over to the YouTube channel if you want to subscribe. That's Life Podcast, Abby Murphy and Ryan Luckett. I post vlogs on Sundays and upload the podcast visual episode video things on Tuesdays. Am I forgetting anything?
Our crumble review will already be out.
Monday crumble review will already be out because we upload on Tuesdays. You can stream That's Life Podcast anywhere, and you can share it anywhere.
You can. Share it with
you
a friend.
You should share.
And tell us who you share it with.
You should repost. You should reach out to those local shops and say, hey, you want a sponsorship on That's Life Podcast?
You know it would be fun?
What?
A podcast at the place that we...
That's like the sponsor of the episode? Yeah. What if we made it that big? That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Like we sit down at like Cafe Kindness or something?
We like did a pod.
And me just shamelessly plugging all these local places right now. But
we are. But they're all great.
Hashtag love local. I'll do it.
Yeah. So. We're all about... I feel like that's such a like great thing about Bowling Green, though, is like everybody supports local business, it seems like.
I heart BGKY.
At least...
That's true.
I should say good local business. Because if you have bad business, then I mean,
but every local business I've been to, I feel like I like.
Exactly.
Because it's local.
Because they're staying in.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways,
we're done. Somebody
we'll
out there.
You, we'll tell you our favorite local businesses next week.
That's right.
So, if we remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody out there needs your help. Go serve them.
Go serve them. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the most important. Jesus said it. Not me. It was
not
him.
Her.
That's all.
That's all.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready, I think.
Here we go. We love you. Ryan.
Oh, sorry. I always think I got the second line. All right,
what
I'm ready.
What did you think we were ready for?
I don't know. No, I thought it was this,
oh.
but I, for some
well,
reason.
Should we go back and forth or should we say it together?
I like whenever we just do it together. It makes me
easy. Well, because we are saying we love. We.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
We love you.
Jesus loves you. And that's life.